Chapter 12, The Public's Role, How You Can Help. We can't heal alone. Veterans don't come home from war and walk into a world that understands what they've been through. They walk into neighborhoods where the lawn looks the same, but nothing feels the same. They step into families that love them, but can't quite reach them. They try to go back to work, but something is off. Life keeps moving, but they feel stuck. The truth is, healing from PTSD and TBI isn't something veterans can do by themselves. They carry the burden, yes, but the public has a role to play too. That includes friends, co-workers, neighbors, teachers, employers, faith leaders, and complete strangers. When the people around veterans show compassion, respect, and awareness, it makes all the difference. No grand gestures are needed, just daily actions that say, "You're not invisible. You matter. We've got your back." Here's how civilians can help veterans feel seen, supported, and understood. Listen without judgment. This may sound simple, but it's one of the most powerful things anyone can do. Listen. Not to respond, not to compare, just to listen. Sometimes a veteran needs to talk about their experience. Other times, they may not want to talk about the war at all, but they want to feel safe enough to be themselves. If a veteran opens up, honor the moment. Don't ask for the gory details. Don't interrupt. Just be there. Let them speak in their own words, in their own time. If they go quiet or get emotional, don't panic. That's part of the process. Letting them know you're present, even in silence, can be deeply healing. What you shouldn't do is try to fix what they're feeling. Don't say things like, "At least you made it home," or "You should be grateful." These comments, while well-meaning, can feel dismissive. Instead, try, "That sounds incredibly hard. Thank you for sharing it with me." Or just say, "I'm here. Whatever you need." Learn the signs. You don't have to be a doctor or therapist to learn the basic signs of PTSD and TBI. You just have to care enough to pay attention. Veterans living with these conditions may not always talk about their symptoms, but the signs often show up in everyday life. Some veterans may seem distant, withdrawn, or overly alert. Others may get irritated easily, have trouble focusing, or cancel plans often. They may avoid loud crowds or prefer to sit where they can see the exit. These aren't quirks. They're survival habits developed from real trauma. Understanding the signs means you're less likely to take things personally. If a veteran backs out of a party at the last minute, it's not because they don't care. It's because they may not feel safe or ready. If they're short-tempered or quiet, it may not be about you. It may be part of what they're managing inside. Educating yourself shows respect. It tells the veteran, "I see what you're going through, and I care enough to try to understand it." Advocate for better care. Veterans often face challenges getting the mental health care they need. The VA system is large and sometimes overwhelmed. Wait times can be long. Coverage may be confusing. Some veterans don't even know what benefits they qualify for. Others get discouraged by paperwork and give up. You can help by becoming an advocate. That doesn't mean you need to march or protest, though some people do. It can be as simple as encouraging the veteran in your life to keep trying. Help them fill out paperwork. Offer to go to an appointment with them. Let them know it's okay to ask for a second opinion. Beyond that, speak up in your community. Support organizations that provide veteran care. Donate to groups doing the work on the ground. Vote for leaders who prioritize veteran health funding. The more we demand better systems of care, the more support veterans receive when they need it most. Hire veterans and give them a chance. One of the biggest challenges veterans face after leaving the military is finding work that respects their experience and fits their needs. Many have skills that don't translate easily on a resume. Others have gaps in employment due to recovery or transition. Some may need flexible hours or quiet environments due to symptoms of PTSD or TBI. If you're an employer or business owner, consider hiring veterans, and not just as a charity gesture. Veterans bring leadership, discipline, teamwork, and a mission-first mindset to any job. They're problem solvers. They adapt fast. They know how to stay calm under pressure. But they may also need time to adjust. If a veteran struggles with structure, memory, or communication, look deeper. Ask what accommodations might help. You don't have to lower the bar. You just need to provide the right support so they can meet it. If you're not in a position to hire, you can still refer veterans to job openings, recommend them for roles, and speak up when you hear someone judging their work history. We all have influence. Use yours to open doors, not close them. Support the families too. When one person in a family has PTSD or TBI, the whole household feels it. Spouses may carry the weight of caregiving while juggling work and parenting. Kids may feel confused or left out. Loved ones may struggle with their own mental health from the constant stress. Supporting veterans means supporting their families too. That can mean offering to watch the kids so a couple can have a break. It could mean checking in on a spouse who always says they're fine. It might mean inviting the whole family to dinner or helping with errands when things get overwhelming. Even something as simple as saying, "I see how much you're doing and I admire your strength," can mean the world to someone who feels invisible. Families are the backbone of recovery. When they're supported, veterans thrive. Speak with respect and remove the stigma. Language matters. The way we talk about mental health, trauma, and veterans shapes how people feel about seeking help. If we treat PTSD like a punchline or call someone crazy for having emotional struggles, we build walls of shame and silence. Instead, be the kind of person who makes it safe to talk. Don't whisper about mental issues like it's a dirty secret. Say the words: PTSD, TBI, therapy, recovery. These are not signs of weakness. They're part of the healing process. If someone shares their story with you, don't respond with shock or pity. Treat it like the courageous act it is. And when you hear others make jokes or judgments, speak up. Not with anger, but with clarity. Say, "That's not funny. That's someone's reality." Or, "Actually, veterans go through a lot, and it's not something to take lightly." Removing stigma starts with everyday conversations, with what we say and what we choose not to say. Stand with us, not just on Veterans Day. Many veterans say they feel most seen on one day of the year, Veterans Day. People post photos, thank them for their service, and fly flags. But support can't be limited to a holiday. We need you on the hard days too. On the anniversary of a buddy's death. On the day the nightmares won't stop. On the morning when everything feels too heavy. We need your support when no one else is looking. That support can come in small ways. A phone call, a ride to an appointment, an offer to help with chores, or just showing up to listen. It can come from employers, neighbors, pastors, teachers, and strangers. Support doesn't require a uniform or a title, just heart. This is a shared mission. The healing journey of a veteran is not a solo mission. It never has been. They may carry the wounds, but they should never have to carry them alone. The public's role is not to rescue or fix. It's to stand beside them, to say, "We see you. We hear you. We believe in you." You don't need to be an expert to make a difference. You just need to be present, to be open, to be kind. Together, we can create a world where veterans don't feel like they're walking through it in silence. Together, we can break down walls of stigma, build bridges of understanding, and light a path toward hope and healing. In the next chapter, we'll explore the resources that exist beyond the VA. Because when veterans need help, they shouldn't have to go it alone or wait for the system to catch up. Let's look at the places where real support lives and how we can connect veterans to those lifelines. Let's keep walking forward together.